Inspirational Outing by Brenda Milhouse. This was the result of another outing by the Poet Society. We met just after seven in the Winthorpe pub car park. Then a very posh jag swooped in, and at the wheel was Mark. So we got out of my tatty Astra and into his spacious car. A much better class of inspirational transport by far. Down home lane, childhood memories in my mind. I was just hoping that fellow members would find that this visit down my memory lane would be as thought-provoking for them as it was for me. Nan Scott's chamber in home was first on the list. The church atmosphere was so special, not to be missed. The plague wiped out the village, sparing no one, but Nan Scott in her chamber, in isolation. Then on to the lake, along a very bumpy track. I think Mark was wishing for another way back. The evening was perfect, the water at its best, with the sun on its multi-pink hued way to the west. The concrete barge was trapped, almost like Nan Scott, beached in a resting place, unable to rot, the once proud vessel just an empty shell. I wish I could hear the stories it could tell. Of the cargoes it carried in the now tree-filled hold, of navigating the Trent and of skippers bold, creating a wash that made fishermen fly before being sent to this graveyard to slowly die. We travelled on to Coddington, a pub, the Inn on the Green, to contemplate a little about what we'd heard and seen. Derek bought the first round and a bag of crisps each too, and we all agreed it was a shame. We were such an elite few.